Poverty and maternal health. Maternal health, as a component of a broader area of sexual and reproductive health SRH which in turn is a crucial and integral part of health, is influenced by a wide range of social, economic, and political determinants identified in the report of the Commission on Social Determinants of Health, CSDH. Among these, poverty is a major determinant. One of the most often repeated truths in the past decade is that 99% of maternal deaths occur in poor developing countries. Besides being the evidence of a role of poverty in maternal health, more significantly, it is a reflection of inequality between the rich and poor and gross injustice towards women. While poverty is not the only determinant of poor maternal health, its role is evidently significant. The per capita health expenditure, along with the proportion of skilled attendants at birth, accounts for 90% of inter-country differential on maternal mortality malaccurrence, et al., 2012. The report of the Maternal Mortality Estimation Interagency Group MMEIG Trends in Maternal Mortality 1990-2010-2012, shows the number of maternal deaths MBMR of 181 countries for 5 time periods see Table 1. The largest number of maternal deaths has been in India, which reported 56,000 maternal deaths in 2010, comprising 19% of the world's total. The second in the ranking was Nigeria with 40,000 maternal deaths. The two poorest regions of the world, Sub-Saharan Africa and South Asia, accounted for 85% of total maternal deaths in 2010, 56% for the former and 29% for the latter. However, when expressed as maternal mortality ratio, the MMR for India was only 200 maternal deaths/100,000 live births, slightly lower than the world figure 210, while the MMR for Nigeria was 630. Notwithstanding this, it is a stark reality that maternal deaths are highest in poor countries. The lifetime risk of maternal death is 1 in 29 in Nigeria, and 1 in 73 in India, as compared to 1 in 18,200 in Austria and 1 in 8,100 in Australia. In general, within a span of 2 decades, the maternal mortality ratio improved from 400 in 1990 to 210 in 2010 for the whole world. This presents a decrease of 47.50%, which is still short by 27.5% of the goal set by 2015 to reduce maternal mortality ratio by 75%. The last column in Table 1 below shows the gains made of MDG 5 on maternal mortality ratios from 1990 to 2010. Page 10. Table 1. Trends of estimates of maternal mortality ratio MMR by 5-year periods 1990 to 2010, by World Bank region and income group. Table. Income group and region. 1990. 1995. 2000. 2005. 2010. Percent decrease 1990, 2010. Low income. 810. 740. 630. 520. 410. 49.38. Middle income. 360. 320. 180. 230. 190. 47.22. Lower middle. 560. 480. 420. 330. 260. 53.57. Upper middle. 120. 91. 76. 63. 53. 55.83. Low and middle income. 440. 400. 350. 290. 230. 47.73. East Asia and Pacific. 220. 160. 130. 100. 83. 62.27. Europe, Central Asia. 70. 61. 49. 36. 32. 44.28. Latin America, Caribbean. 140. 120. 110. 89. 81. 42.14. Middle East, North Africa, 220, 170, 130, 98, 80, 63.64. South Asia, 620, 500, 410, 300, 220, 64.52. Sub-Saharan Africa, 850, 820, 740, 630, 500, 41.18. High income, 16, 14, 13, 13, 14, 12.50. World, 400, 360, 320, 260, 210, 47.50. End of table. Source, WHO/UNFPA/UNICEF/WB. 2012. Trends in maternal mortality 1990-2010. There are differentials in maternal mortality between the richest and the poorest segments within most countries. In Peru, the MMR in the richest quintile is 80 over 100.000, while in the lowest quintile it is 130 over 100,000. In Indonesia, the difference is 3 to 4 times more per month alone, 2010. In the article Maternal Health Situation in India, a case study, Vora and Magdalene Carr 2009 presented data of selected service indicators and compared the results according to maternal wealth status. Table 2, Access to Maternal Health Care According to Maternal Wealth Status. Table, Service, Poorest, Richest, Antenatal Care, 59%, 92%, Institutional Delivery, 13%, 84%, Postnatal Care, 19%, 79%. End of table. Table 2 shows that only 13% of women with low economic status avail of institutional deliveries and 19% of the lowest quintile avail of postnatal care. According to the article, this is an indication that the public healthcare system fails to address the page 11 needs of the poor because of the inability to reach out to them. In addition, statistics show that of the women who avail of antenatal care, only 44% have completed 3 antenatal visits despite government's effort to emphasize the importance of antenatal care, and almost half have not availed of antenatal care at all. There is a wide range of factors that explain this, which is beyond the ambit of this paper. Suffice it to say that politics, culture, and ideology of a country play significant roles. The case of Kerala in India and Sri Lanka, where high premium is paid to literacy and education and where the government has put in place good social policies, serves as an illustration. Maternal health cannot be seen separately from child health in view of the intricate mother-child diet. In the chapter on health and nutrition of children by Barros, et al. 2012 for the publication Equity, Social Determinants, and Public Health Programs, the writers highlight that poor children are more likely to be exposed to disease-causing agents. Once they are exposed, they are more vulnerable to low resistance and low coverage with preventive interventions, and once they acquire a disease that requires medical treatment, they are less likely to have access to services, the quality of services are likely to be of lower, and life-saving treatments are less readily available. The paper also points out that most deaths in children below 5 years globally are caused by a few conditions: neonatal causes, pneumonia, diarrhea, measles, and HIV and AIDS, with malnutrition as an underlying cause in a third of these deaths. In the report, Closing the Gap in a Generation, Health Equity Through Actions on the Social Determinants of Health, evidence is provided on the use of service by the lowest and highest quintiles in a study conducted in more than 50 countries, as shown in Table 3. Table 3, Use of Basic Maternal and Child Health Services by Lowest and Highest Economic Quintiles, 50 plus countries. Table, MCH service, percent coverage in lowest quintile, percent coverage in highest quintile, antenatal care, 60.3, 91.6, skilled birth attendance, 34.1, 83.7, Use of modern contraceptive. 18.7. 37.2. Doors for diarrhea. 57. 71.2. Full immunization. 39.8. 63.5. Treatment for ORI. 34.5. 58.9. End of table. Source, GW80KIN, Wagstaff, and YZBECK 2005. In many countries, maternal health care cost is high and unpredictable, a barrier to utilization of services, and potentially catastrophic to the poor. In a recent study in Indonesia, it is reported that delivery can cost up to $200. Among the poorest quintile, 68% of households spend 40% of disposable income on health. In Bangladesh, cost of normal delivery is $32 and cesarean section is at $115. There are also informal costs. In a study in rural India, it was found that in a supposedly free clinic, women paid as much as in a private clinic. There are also other associated costs, especially travel and transport. Studies in Nepal and Tanzania show that travel cost takes up 50% of total cost of the health service. In Ghana, by reducing distance traveled by half, the utilization rate doubled. A role of poverty in poor maternal outcome is the main reason for the introduction of the many demand-side financing schemes to improve the use of maternal health services, such as health equity fund, subsidies, vouchers, direct cash payment, and conditional cash transfers (CCT) among others. Page 12. These schemes have focused on maternal health as those in Bangladesh, India, and Nepal. There are also supply-side incentives especially to quality of services, such as pay-for-performance schemes for health providers as have been introduced in Cambodia and India. It is not within the scope of this paper to elaborate on these. Poverty, and its reverse, wealth, can be applied to individuals, families, communities, and countries. While poverty is the main underlying cause of maternal deaths, this applies to the individual and family levels as well. At the national level, there are examples to show that relatively poor countries, with political commitment and determination, have succeeded in reducing maternal deaths. The most often cited examples are Malaysia and Sri Lanka, and now several others have entered the same league, such as Egypt, Honduras, Indonesia, Thailand, and Zimbabwe. In the World Bank publication, Investing in Maternal Health, Learning from Malaysia and Sri Lanka, Pathmanathan, et al. 2003 stated that these two countries experienced rapid declines in maternal mortality in the 15 years after the Second World War, in spite of being poor in terms of the proportion of their population living below the per capita GNI. What is significant to take note of is the fact that the absence of wealth does not preclude health-enhancing policies, and conversely, wealth in the absence of good policies will not create health. For example, in a high-income country, if a specific service, such as emergency obstetric care, is not provided, then even the well-to-do will not have access to life-saving care. Poverty in developed nations can occur, usually in pockets within a country, and the people therein are often marginalized. In the USA, a developed country, pregnancy outcome is worse than in other developed countries. The main factor is high poverty rate in the USA. Indeed, poverty in the USA has led to a huge proportion of Americans not covered by health insurance. The study on poverty, maternal health, and adverse pregnancy outcome by Nagahawat and Goldberg 2008 showed association between poverty and utilization rate of appropriate prenatal and delivery service and pregnancy outcome. The relationship between poverty and family size and fertility works both ways. High fertility can be a cause of poverty. Households with a large number of children tend to be poor, with more mouths to feed. High fertility can also result from poverty. In the simplest view, poor couples have less access to family planning services, especially if there is a fee required. But in South Asia, increased fertility as a result of poverty is linked to the desire of couples from poor households to want more children, as of security in case some children die, and for old age security. Gupta and Dubey 2003 stated that poor households in developing countries choose to have larger families because children are considered current and future economic assets to a family in the absence of adequate social insurance. The implication of this on maternal health is obvious. Poor women with repeated pregnancies will have poor maternal and fetal outcomes. Besides poverty being a barrier to the access and use of maternal and reproductive health care, it is also a determinant of the quality of care to those who do use the service. A study conducted in North India found that of the women who were seen by a doctor for antenatal care, only 54% had their blood pressure measured, and the percentage for those seen by a nurse was even lower at 20%. They also observed the regional difference. A similar study done in South India showed the corresponding percentages at 93% doctor and 48% nurse. Page 13. Further illustrating a role of state policies, it was found that the quality of care of service provided to women in the highest wealth quintile in North India was found lower than that for women in the lowest quintile in South India.